Epilogue. Extract from the letter which accompanied this manuscript. Dear Saul, I'm writing to you from a comfortable hotel, but it's best that I don't give you any clue where I am. I want the enclosed diary to be published, but please don't print my name or connect me with the book in any way. I've got two reasons for wanting this diary to be made public. First, I have committed two murders, and the facts must be known in case the police arrest the wrong man. Second, I don't want people to think that the British government is responsible for what happened. Everything in the diary can be checked and proved. I'm sorry that I never told you that I was once going to be married and that we lived in Dorset for some time. I first met her in Spain a few years ago. We had never made a public announcement. I'm beginning to see where I made a mistake the first time. I was hunting the man on open ground. In fact, the natural habitat for a man is a town, and I should be able to hide more easily there. I'll hide behind the chimneys, and I'll shoot from a distance of 200 metres. My plans are well advanced. I won't escape alive, but this time I won't miss. That's really all that's important to me now.